He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning Best Stocks Now live edition with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we got a break yesterday. There wasn't a whole lot that I could do while the NASDAQ was closed. Sorry, we're closed for business. I really still don't know what happened. I guess some kind of glitch somewhere. And I watched my stocks not move for about 4 hours. And then when it was all over and the NASDAQ opened up again, we had a pretty good day when all was said and done. Today we're starting off just a little bit soft here. We've got the S&P down a couple of points. We're at 1655. We're not going to see that 1700 this week, that all-time high number that we saw a few weeks ago. Are we starting to get some cracks in the market here? Well, we'll be examining that in the newsletter this weekend. We have the Dow down 23 points. 14,940. We're no longer at that 15,000 level. We'll also be examining that in the newsletter this weekend to see if we're seeing any kind of cracks in the technical patterns of the market right now. That's important to look at on a regular basis. It's like putting water in your car on a regular basis. Make sure, you know, or fluids or whatever else. You got to check up on things. Got the NASDAQ up 6 points, 36.44. The 10-year yield is 2.90. Whoever bet in the pool that we'd be at 3 by next week, you're looking good right now. I think we should start a pool. When will we get to 3 on the 10-year yield? We're at 2.90. Remember, we were at 1.25 at one point in time. Gold is up 220 to 1373. Peter Schiff once again is saying it's a spectacular buy. Now there's a broken record. And we've got oil down 4 cents. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day, Monday through Friday, and soon I'll be joining, in fact, I believe Monday, when I get done with my show, I get to trade for a few hours, and I'll be joining John Ransom and his Town Hall Finance show at 11 a.m. for about a 10-minute spot update on the market and what I talked about during my show, and hopefully some good stock ideas. And I'm also writing for townhallfinance.com. I had an article there yesterday about a great stock that doesn't have the name Apple in it. Sometimes people only want to read about Apple. You know what? There's thousands of other stocks out there, many of which have outperformed Apple over the years. I think the big question with Apple these days is management. Does the new guy, the heir, have what it takes to keep the mojo going that Steve Jobs had? Is he going to be a rock star, the new CEO of Apple? Can he keep up that imagineering process and coming up with new products in the future? Management is a very important part of investing. After all, when you invest in a company, you're really investing in the management team of that company. I've seen companies with great products fail miserably because they had poor management, or they had poor marketing, or they didn't know how to produce the product at a price that was profitable. And I've seen companies with just mediocre products with great management and great marketing and great sales and cost controls be very good companies. So management to me is really the big differential. How important is management to a stock? Well, let's take Microsoft, for instance. This poor guy, Ballmer, he announces that he's going to retire sometime in the next 12 months. And Microsoft has one of its biggest days in a long, long time. It's up 8%. It's gapping higher on the announcement that the CEO will retire. We have a city here in San Diego that's being managed, in quotation marks, by a serial groper and supposedly today's his last day. I'll help pack his bags if he needs it. Maybe he can move to L.A. Maybe we can send him to L.A. He could probably get elected in New York. Why doesn't he run against Wiener back in New York? Probably win, Mr. Filner. He's a terrible manager. Management is everything. We are a rudderless ship right now in San Diego. Some would say Microsoft has been a rudderless ship for a long time. I've gone over Microsoft's numbers many, many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and every time Microsoft comes up short. Now, you couldn't have said that 20 years ago, right, when Bill Gates was at the helm and when the ship was running on all its cylinders and people were clamoring to get computers in their home and they all had the Microsoft operating system. But over the last 10 years, Microsoft has been a very dull stock. Very, very dull. In fact, Microsoft gets a performance grade of C-. C-. I mean, the stock has sorely underperformed the market over the last 12 months. It's only up 9%. Well, we're going to add in that 8 today that it's making up, and because the CEO announces that he's going to be retiring. Microsoft has underperformed the market over the last 3 years. It's only averaged 13% while the market's averaged 15%. Management is a very, very critical thing. Let's look at Sears Holdings, which we also looked at here earlier this week. How has management done there in keeping Sears fresh, the stores, cutting edge, the catalogs, cutting edge? Couldn't they have been the next Amazon.com? Couldn't they have taken that catalog of theirs? Didn't they have a big head start on Amazon.com? Now it's a floundering ship because management probably just doesn't know really what they're doing. Look at JCPenney's. Terrible, terrible management. Where did they get their management from? They got the guy that started all the Apple stores. How did that work out? He's gone. And now they're on to new management. And yet a company like Dollar Tree, simple products, keep their cost in line, create a nice store that people like going to, great stock. I featured Dollar Tree earlier this week. I see that today that Goldman Sachs is making Dollar Tree a conviction buy. Even a broken clock is right twice per day. I haven't had much luck following Goldman Sachs advice over the years, and maybe I should get out of Dollar Tree now that Goldman Sachs likes it. But my numbers show that Dollar Tree has the potential to double over the next 5 or 6 years once again. And Goldman Sachs now has it on their conviction buy list. So what's the difference? Sears has many of the same kinds of products, tools, and different items, and Dollar Tree just has trinkets, probably made in China, and cheap food that they've hustled the companies to make small sizes, or their ones where the blue ink came out with red ink and the labels weren't quite right. Dollar Tree, in many ways, is a liquidator. Why is Dollar Tree a great stock, and why is JCPenney a terrible stock? The difference is management, obviously. Why are the Atlanta Braves a great franchise? No offense to anybody in St. Louis, because you're a great franchise too. The Cubs, on the other hand, are visiting San Diego this week. What kind of a franchise have they been over the years? Aren't they a Major League Baseball team in a major city? Last time I looked, Chicago was right up there as the biggest cities. You can't say it's a small market. Don't tell me that, well, the Yankees are in a large market. Well, so are the Cubs. What's the difference? Why is one franchise a winning franchise year after year after year, and the other franchise a losing franchise year after year after year? There can only be one answer. It's the management of the company. It's not the water. It's not the weather. It's not the fans. Don't blame it on the fans. Don't blame it on the field. The field's the same size just about as every other field in baseball. But there's a difference. There's teams out there, franchises out there that know how to put together a good team, a competitive team on the field, and they visit the playoffs year after year. We were talking about the upcoming NFL season last night with the boys here at work. Looks like it's going to be about the same teams that were there last year, right? Why? Because they have good management. So management is very, very critical. I think it's quite humorous, but it also points out something very important. The guy announces he's going to retire at Microsoft and the stock jumps 8%. Ouch! That's got to hurt Ballmer's big ego. Let's see if it helps the stock. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I like to talk about the best stocks. Now, you know, that's my favorite subject to talk about. I really like it when we get into the individual stocks. That's what really gets me excited in the market. You know, I send out tweets during the day about a lot of different stocks. I rarely send out more than five or six, I suppose, tweets during the day. I'm at Bill Gunderson on Twitter. I'm also on Stock Twits. When I send out a tweet on Stock Twits, it goes out also on Twitter, if you put a little dollar sign in front of the symbol. So anyways, I send out my tweets, and I had a guy ask me, he says, how can you follow so many stocks? Do you own all of those stocks? I said, no. I have about 3,500 stocks in my database. And at any given time in the portfolios that I manage, I have about 25 or 30 stocks. And I don't know if he still quite understood, but, you know, I tried to explain it to him. But I do send out tweets during the day on stocks that I don't own. I mean, that'd be silly if I didn't, because they're on my radar. They're showing up on my radar. Have you ever looked at radar and it goes around and around and around? All of a sudden, beep, something shows up on your radar. You better take note, because there's something in your path that you got to watch out for out there on the ocean in the dead of the night. You go on watch and you start looking out for what's in your path. Is it a aircraft carrier? Is it a buoy? Is it a Ponga smuggling folks from Ensenada to Orange County? You just don't know. You have to be careful. But I have my radar up all the time in the market. What pinpoints my radar is when they land in my top 300, become an A-minus stock or better. In fact, when I get done here, I highlight the top 300 in my database, in my spreadsheet, and those are the ones I'll land on during the day and check them out real quick. Punch in their stock symbol, see how they look, and if something really looks really good, I'll send out a little tweet on it. I try to give other people ideas, maybe put them onto it, put it on their radar screen. And sometimes those stocks end up in my portfolios. I sent out a tweet on one the other day. I said, this stock is breaking out. And a guy came back to me and says, no, it's not. It's 3 cents away from its breakout. Which brings up another point. You know, you can fine-tune things to where it's ridiculous. Visually, this thing's a breakout to me. But, you know, hey, maybe it needs to go up 3 more cents or not. I like what stands behind the stock more than the 3 or 4 cent argument that we have over what's a breakout and what's not a breakout on this stock. Because this stock has been breaking out now for the last 4 years. That's right. It's been breaking out and hitting new highs for the last 4 years, just like the market. Only this stock has been going at a lot faster pace than the market. And had I argued or quibbled over a couple of cents, I may have never bought the stock. Sometimes you got to step back and look at the big picture instead of being so buried in the minutiae. Do you know people like that, that get buried in the minutiae and the small stuff and they miss the big picture? Boy, I see that all the time in the investing world. So let's take a look at the big picture of a Houston stock by the name of Cabot Oil and Gas. Cabot Oil and Gas is a stock that I own in my large cap conservative growth accounts. Cabot Oil and Gas is in the energy sector. They're engaged in the exploration and production of oil and gas in Pennsylvania, South Texas. Yeah, they got a little bit of oil there, and the Texas Panhandle. In fact, there's a fracking boom going on in Pennsylvania right now, much to the chagrin of the environmentalists, and they're going to slug it out up there in Pennsylvania, and we'll see where it all lands. I think the Texas folks welcome the jobs and the energy that fracking creates. Cabot Oil and Gas is a $16.3 billion market cap company. Hey, this isn't a wildcatter taking a chance with their drilling rig. This is a well-established company. It's a large cap stock. Does it pay a dividend? Well, no, very little, tiny little dividend, 0.1%. Why do they even pay a dividend is what I would ask. I have Cabot Oil and Gas in my app as a moderate risk profile, but I think I should change that to a conservative risk profile. This thing is well established now and has really grown in size over the years. Okay, while we're quibbling over 2 or 3 cents as to whether or not the stock is breaking out or not, let's push the minutiae aside for a second. That's minutiae too, isn't it? Well, let's push it aside for a minute. And let's take a look at the performance picture of the stock. Over the last 10 years, this is one of the superior stocks in the entire market. It's been going up at a rate. If you take the price of the stock 10 years ago today, and you take into account all the dividends it's paid, and you take a look at where the stock is today, and you apply a compound interest formula, a 10-year one, you come up with a 33.4% per year compound annual interest on your investment over the last 10 years. During that same time, Steve Ballmer's Microsoft has averaged about 5, and the market's averaged 5.3. Over the last 5 years, if we go back 5 years ago today, look at where this stock was trading. We take into account all the dividends, these compound interest rates that I published. Take into account the dividends that the stock pays also. Why not? It's total return. The stock has averaged 29.9% per year. The market's averaged 5. In other words, it's lapped the market 6 times in 5 years. I get lapped all the time. It's really embarrassing on the high school track, boy. I used to at least be able to keep up, but now I'm getting lapped by all kinds of people. And I look at them and I go, really? That guy's going faster than me? Oh, man. That's pathetic. Over the last 3 years, Cabot Oil and Gas has delivered 75% per year while the market's delivered 15. There you go. There's 5 more laps in 3. In just 3 years, stock lapped the market 5 times. In the last 12 months, the stock's up 85%. The market's up 17. How important is management? Very important. This company is obviously a well-managed company. At least the shareholders have got to think so. Now, I got to update my valuation here, I see, because the stock just did a 2-for-1 stock split. So I have the old valuation. So we're going to have to divide everything by 2, which I'll do today manually in my app. I got to, let's see, will it adjust? Yeah, I have to do it manually. Anyways, Cabot Oil and Gas is currently trading at 29 times forward earnings. Sounds a little expensive, but it's expected to grow by 35% per year, so it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. I come up with the target price of 145 divided by 2, which would be $72.50 on a $38 stock. It has a lot of upside potential. It passes my performance test. It passes my value test. Let's look at a 1-year chart. It passes my visual test. This stock is number 27 out of 3,512 stocks, and I own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Management. How important is management? Well, you know how important it is in your own life. How well do you manage your own money? How well do you manage your family, your kids? How well do you manage your time? Management is a skill, and I believe it's a skill that folks can learn. I had to learn a lot about time management over the years. Does it seem like we're always trying to cram more and more into what time we're allotted each and every day? That's the great equalizer, isn't it? We're all given the same amount of time each and every day. We're all given 24 hours to do the best with it that we can. And I don't know. I'm the kind of guy that I'm always doing something productive. I'm trying to learn something new all the time. I'm not the kind of guy that vegetates on the couch and watches a sitcom. Why the hell? What am I going to advance or learn from doing that? I would rather be looking at stock charts. Or, you know, maybe I'll watch baseball. I watch baseball a lot, but I'm doing stock charts at the same time, or I'm reading the newspaper or something. Time management. Management of publicly traded companies. Very important. I think it's very important to teach our children how to manage their time. Video games will get you nowhere. You know, getting to the highest level of Warcraft or whatever it is will get you. Now, I realize you got to have recreation from time to time. Fishing. I like to get out and go fishing. But you know what? You can't let the leisurely stuff dominate, right? The progression. I've got to be progressing, moving forward. And a company always has to be progressing and moving forward. There's nothing more dangerous than entrenched success. You think you're at the top and you're invincible, and there's somebody always nipping at your heels, especially if you're a company. You know, I've seen restaurants that became popular, and they had the long lines down the street, and pretty soon the quality started to slip. In fact, we had a great story here in San Diego. We had a place called Oscar's. It was good. It was not too far from where I lived at one time. They had really good salads and Greek food and ribs and salad dressings, homemade salad dressings. And then I think Sizzler or somebody came in and bought them out. And pretty soon the quality started to slip. And pretty soon the lines out the door started to shrink. And pretty soon the restaurants were closing because they thought they could live on their entrenched success. Entrenched success is fleeting. Always have to be moving forward, improving, getting better at what you do. And that's what you want in a management team of a company that you invest in. A stock I never thought I would invest in, but they've kind of proven to me here that they're forward-looking and that there's some big potential there, and it's breaking out today. I'm just going to throw this out, is Facebook. Facebook is breaking out to a new 52-week high today. Facebook is a stock that I added to my Best Stocks Now conservative growth portfolio because Facebook's a $96 billion company, and it's breaking out to new highs. Now, I talked a little bit earlier about how I throw out stocks from time to time that I don't own, that I have on my radar list. This one has been on my radar list for a long, long time, and I've never stepped up to the plate and bought the stock, much to my chagrin. Because the stock continues to head higher. So I'm going to throw it out there today. One to put on your radar. You do your homework. You do your math. You do your chart watching of the stock and see what you think. Because it ranks very highly in my system, which combines performance with value. I'm not a momentum investor. I'm not a value investor. I'm both. I don't know. We've got to come up with a name for that. Combining momentum with value. I just call it Best Stocks Now. And then I throw in a little technical analysis at the end and got my three bases covered. I'm using the best of each of the different theories that there are on managing money out there. This company's headquartered in Sunnyvale, California. The name of the company, and I don't own this stock, but it's been on my radar list for a long time, is Alliance Fiber Optics, AFOP, AFOP. Alliance Fiber Optics manufactures connectors, adapters, multiplexers, splitters, don't forget couplers, for telecom equipment and service providers. That's all I know in this 20-story building that I'm in San Diego. With all these offices, high-tech offices, lawyer firms, trading firms, securities firms, there's got to be a lot of connectors, adapters, multiplexers, splitters, and couplers in the walls of this building. I'll bet it's just laced with them. Somebody's making that stuff, and somebody's making money. This is a small cap domestic stock. That's a good place to be in 2013. In fact, that's the best place to be in 2013. I have no exposure to the international markets because they have been horrible this year. It's been all about domestic stocks. Alliance Fiber Optics is in the technology sector. If you haven't looked lately, the NASDAQ's been doing very well, and tech stocks have been doing very well over the last several months. The market cap is about $300 million, making it a small cap stock, just really above micro cap. In fact, I need to upgrade that. I still have it as a micro cap. It's just crossing the line from micro cap to small cap. That's not such a bad thing because micro cap stocks have been in the top seven or eight asset classes all year long. The stock has a risk profile of speculative right now. Yeah, I might change that to aggressive. I might upgrade it a notch to aggressive. But that's where it fits in the overall scheme of things. Let's take a look at the performance of this fairly unknown stock, I would think. I know about it because it's showing up in my app. In fact, right now it's the number 69 stock overall, and it's breaking out, huge breakout today. Over the last 10 years, this stock has delivered 21% per year to its investors. That's a lot of connectors, adapters, multiplexers, splitters, and couplers. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 41%. It's run 8 laps around the market in the last 5 years. That sounds like my jog yesterday. Over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged 62% per year, while the market's averaged 15. That's 4 laps around the market. But get this. This is the real killer here. Over the last 12 months, I've watched this stock quadruple. Quadruple. And have I stepped up to the plate and bought a share of the stock? No. Am I kicking myself? I have bruises all over my calf muscle right now from kicking myself. Is the stock hitting new highs today? Yes. Look at a 12-month chart. Pull it up of AFOP, A-F-O-P. You'll see the stock today, huge, huge breakout on big volume, breaking out to new highs. Okay, but there's still a piece of this puzzle missing. The piece of this puzzle that's missing is the valuation of the stock. Because I'm a cheapskate. I'm a Scandinavian. Scandinavians don't like to pay up, especially Norwegians. Oh, I don't know. I've heard the Scottish are pretty bad, too. I think we all like a bargain. Who doesn't like a bargain? Who's not going to get in line if they're handing out free hot dogs on your way home from work? You know, Alliance Fiber Optics is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 25% per year over the next 5 years. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. In fact, it gets a PEG ratio of 0.69. Alliance Fiber Optics, in my book, has a 5-year target price of $60 per share and is currently trading at $36 per share. I think the stock can go higher based on the numbers and the expectations that are out there today. Let's look at that one-year chart once again, because that's a thing of beauty. If you want to see a chart that Bill Gunderson just gets all excited about, look at this. Look at this chart. Look at this one-year chart of AFOP breaking out. I've had the support lines drawn at 29. I had the resistance lines drawn at about 32, 33. And bang, there it goes today. It's at $37 a share. That's what we call a breakout. I now have 3,512 stocks in my database. And when I rank them every day by about 3:30 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, I have my grades for the day. Everything's been updated. All the new data has been brought in. AFOP comes in at number 69. Out of 3,512, it's been in my top 200 for about the last 5 months. Have I bought one share? No. Is it still on my radar list? Yes. It gets a Gunderson stock grade of A. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high-net-worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I don't want to diminish the importance of gathering ideas in the market. And there's a lot of sources for ideas in the market, obviously. There's tips at the water cooler. I've gotten plenty of tips on stocks over the years. No insiders. No, none of that. But, you know, somebody will tell me, hey, have you heard of this stock? You should check it out. Of course I get tips. And you get tips, all right? Sometimes I read about stocks. I read an article about a company. I go, that sounds really interesting. Or somebody that I respect on TV will throw out some of his top picks at the current time. Or I'll just see CEOs on TV talking about their stocks. Or I'll pick up an Investor's Business Daily and look at some of the top relative strength. Look at their top 100. Look at their top 200. And on and on and on. Ideas are kind of the lowest commodity in this business. Ideas are endless. Maybe you do screens. There's a lot of free screening software out there, and you can do your screens. What stocks have the highest relative strength, or the highest return on equity, or the highest profit margins, or the highest growth rates? But in the end, that's all you have before you is an idea, a name. The next important thing in my mind is to be able to process that name in a quick manner and either discard it and move on, or linger on it for a little while, or if it really looks good, to put some of your hard-earned money into the stock. Now, everybody has their own way of processing ideas. I've known people that it's all they needed was the tip. Hey, I got this tip on this stock. I'm calling my broker. That was probably my father. That's the kind of investor. He was a great artist, but as it came to investing, I can still remember, you know, like I was maybe 11 or 12 years old, I can still remember him calling his broker and getting 100 shares of such and such stock because somebody had given him a tip on the stock. That's not a very good way of processing an idea. Just taking the tip and running with it, okay? Okay, another way of processing the stock. People can go, I don't know, maybe you have a Schwab account. They have a grading system. I looked at their grading system. And I just looked up some typical stocks like Cisco and Sears and Microsoft. And I saw all of these really stodgy old stocks of yesteryear getting A grades. I'm going, what the heck? I don't like this system. Then I would punch in a few of mine, like AutoZone or Dollar Tree or whatever, and I'd see they had inferior grades. I go, frump, so much for that system. I'm moving on. To me, the important parts of analyzing a stock, you know what? I think number one is the performance. If somebody told you about a mutual fund, hey, I own this mutual fund. I think you ought to look at it. It's done really well. Aren't you going to look up what its 5-year, 10-year, 3-year, 1-year record is over the years and see how well it's done? I think that's vital. I think that's the first thing I want to know. Now I have some perspective on the stock. And if it's eye-popping results, like some of these stocks I give you, boy, do I spoil my audience. I'll tell you. They're getting these stocks that have just clobbered the market over the years. They have eye-popping results. But the story doesn't end there. If you buy the stock just on performance alone, well, you're a momentum investor. You're a performance investor. You're a trend follower, which to me is not a bad way to go. I mean, if I had to choose just one, that's probably the one that I would choose, but I would certainly throw in some technical analysis. Is this stock gone ballistic? If it's gone ballistic, it's got a lot of downside risk below it. Look out below. That's, to me, where the valuation comes in. If it's trending higher and the valuation still makes sense, the stock can continue to trend higher still. So valuation, if you look at nothing more than the forward PE ratio, the growth rate, and the PEG ratio, which I go over every time I follow a stock, if the PEG ratio is 1.5 or higher, you're looking at more than likely an expensive stock. That's how I process the ideas that come into my head or come to me from various angles all the time. And then, of course, the chart. Sometimes I'll look at the chart first. I add stocks to my database almost on a daily basis. And the first thing I look at is the chart. And if I see a chart that trades like 50 shares every 3 days and it's a $6 million market cap stock, I'm not too interested in adding that to my database. But I found some really good ones this week that I was missing. MX would be a good example. I was missing that stock in my database. I added it to my database. It ended up in the top 200 when we crunched the numbers. The chart was breaking out to new all-time highs. I put the stock through a sifting process. I believe that process has to be quick. I mean, you got to process a lot of ideas and you got to do it in a quick fashion. There wasn't anything out there that did that for me. I had to do it all in my head. And for that reason, I came up with my Best Stocks Now app, which sounds like a shameless plug, but I don't know of a quicker way to process an idea. To quick. I want the results. I want the track record of the stock now. And I want the valuation of the stock now. And I want to compare the valuation and the performance of the stock against all the other stocks out in the market. Because everything is relative. You may think you have a good baseball team or football team until a really good team comes in and gives you a humbling defeat. It's all relative, right? And the stock market is relative. And in the end, aren't we all trying to end up with the best stocks or mutual funds or ETFs in our portfolios? Why would we want anything else but the best? Do you want average? Do you want mediocre? Do you want stocks of yesteryear that haven't performed for years? You know, it's all up to you. But I think in the end, you need a very, very fast way of taking an idea and putting it through the process and coming out at the other end with an opinion on that stock in a very quick and a rapid manner. If you like anything you hear, we'll be sending out the newsletter this weekend. You go on our website at pwstreet.com, see what my best picks are right now. Or you can give us a call. We manage a lot of money here. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.